Well, one time, Nanabush, he was always traveling, a lot of the time anyway, he traveled, and this one time he was traveling through the bush, and he came to a big clearing. When he looked across to the other side of that clearing, he saw this big old bull moose come out of the trees over there, and that moose saw Nanabush too. And that moose said to himself, oh, geez, there's Nanabush. I better get out of here, or he's going to talk to me. And he turned around, he started trotting away, and sure enough, Nanabush called out to him. Oh, brother, hold up for a minute. I want to talk to you. And that moose just stopped where he was. Nanabush came across the clearing, and he's talking as he's coming along. He says, how come you're always trying to get away from me? He says, don't you ever want to talk to me? Are you scared of me? Am I not to be trusted? He's saying. And that moose, he didn't say anything. He just stood there, see what Nanabush was gonna do or gonna say. And Nanabush, he says, oh boy, you should have seen the place where I just came from. He says, there's people back there, they're killing each other. He says, it's terrible, this place I came from. And as he's talking, Nanabush is stringing an arrow into his bow. And he's saying, oh boy, they're aiming over this way, and they're aiming over that way. And he's swinging his bow around like that as he's talking. And then he aimed his bow right at that moose. At the side of that moose, and before that moose could jump away, Nanabush shot him. That moose fell to the ground. He said, oh, I knew I shouldn't have trusted you, Nanabush, and he died. And Nanabush, oh boy, he felt so good. He congratulated himself. He was so clever. He says, oh boy, I'm gonna have plenty to eat for a while. But of course, being Nanabush, he wanted to eat as much of it as he could right then and right there. So he got out his good sharp knife, and he started cutting up that great big moose. And he cut all the different parts up, and he cut all the fat off that he needed to cut off to separate. And well, he had to go back and get a great big chunk of white birch, of birch bark first, that he put down on the ground, and he started putting all these chunks of meat on that birch bark. And he got it all set out like that, and he started a fire, and he got this one good real nice prime chunk of meat, and he got a spit, and he put that through that meat and started that fire, and he set that spit up to start cooking that nice piece of meat. And he put all that other meat out on that birch bark, and then all that fat that he cut off the meat, well, he strung that up into a nearby tree that was right close by, and he hung that up in the lower branches of that tree. And he was working hard, and boy, he's working up quite an appetite, and he's couldn't wait for that nice piece of meat to get done over that fire. And finally it was, it was smelling good, and his whole stomach was rumbling away, and he says, oh boy, I can't wait. And he took that meat off that spit, and he sat down to have himself a real nice meal. He's just ready to chomp into his first bite, and here's this terrible noise coming from somewhere, like that. And terrible noise. He looked around, and he couldn't see where that was coming from. He says, oh man, I don't know what that was, but anyway, I'm too hungry to care. And he's all ready to take his first bite again, and then, and he stopped, and he looked around. He could see this time that it was coming from up in that tree, that same tree where he hung that all that fat, and it was way up in the upper branches, and the wind was causing two of these branches to, they were moving around and they were rubbing together and causing this terrible noise that Nanabush kept getting interrupted by. And he says, oh, geez. Well, he says, I'll fix that. And he cut off another piece of that fat that was on that meat he was going to eat. And he climbed up into that tree, and he got up there where that where those branches were rubbing together, and he put that fat up right in there where those branches were rubbing together. And just as he did that, a big gust of wind came up, and it moved those branches, and Nanabush found that he was caught right by the cuff of his jacket, and he couldn't get his hand out of there, back out of there. Try as he might, he couldn't get his hand out of there. Oh man, he was hung up there, up in that tree, and that's all he could do was wait to see whether the wind was going to come up again and let him go. And while he was hanging up there, all these wessiug from all these animals from all around, they started getting the smell from Nanabush's meat that he was cooking and all that meat that he put out. And boy, they all came running to that place. And that was all that Nanabush could do, was to look down from where he was hanging and watch all those different animals eat that meat that he put out. Oh man, they feasted, and he was yelling at them and threatening them, but all they did was laugh at him, because there was but lots of times when he played tricks on them, and this time the joke was on him. So they had a good laugh and they had a good feast, and they said, well, see you later, go up in Nanabush was cursing away up there, and those animals were gone. And then the wind came up again, and Nanabush found that he was released from between those branches, and he came scrambling down that tree, and he looked around, and all he saw, everywhere he looked, all he saw was bones. Everything was picked clean by all those animals. That's all they left him. All that was left was this big old moose head that was lying there. That's all they left him. And he looked at it, and he was so darn hungry he could eat just about anything by then. And he tried picking that up, and he tried gnawing on the nose of that big moose head, and that wasn't very good. He didn't like that, so he kind of turned it around, and he looked inside of there, and there were some nice brains still way in there inside of that moose head. And he said, oh man, those look good. And he tried to stick his hand in there. His fingers wouldn't reach it. He tried sticking his mouth and tried sticking his tongue in there as far as he could. He just couldn't reach those nice juicy brains that were in there inside that moose head. He says, oh man, what how am I going to get those out of there? And he looked down, and going along in the grass was a little Wabganoji. The little mouse was going along in the grass, and he said, oh brother, can you help me? I need some help. And that Wabganoji, that mouse, says, well, what am I supposed to do, Nanabush? I can't help you. I'm so small. Nanabush says, well, you have some magic that you can do. Can you make me small like you are? And that little mouse says, well, I don't think so, because you're just too big. He says, I couldn't make you as small as me. So Nanabush says, oh, please, I'll do anything. And he got real whiny, he was so hungry. Nanabush got kind of whiny when he wasn't getting what he wanted. So that little mouse, he says, well, about all I can do is make part of you small. He says, I can make your head small. maybe that would, maybe then you'd be able to get in there where you know, at those brains. So Nanabush says, yeah, okay, that'll work. That whatever it takes, you know. So that little Wabganoji, he worked his magic, and Nanabush's head, it got real small. And Nanabush says, oh, he got down on the ground where that moose head was, and he stuck his head in there as far as it. Well, that little mouse told him, though, that little mouse says, well, you know, you have to remember that you can't stick your head out too far or move around too much, or else that spell is going to be broken. Nanabush says, yeah, whatever, okay. So he gets down on the ground, and he's getting in there as far as he could, and he could get some of those juicy brains, and trying to get in there as far as he could. He's stretching his neck and trying to get his head in there further, and all of a sudden his head got big again. And Nanabush's head was stuck fast inside of that moose head. And Nanabush got up off the ground as fast as he could, and he had to lift that big moose head up, and he's stumbling around, and he's trying to keep that big moose head from falling over, and he's stumbling around, and he's kind of going in one direction, and bang, he ran into something. And oh man, he didn't know. He says, oh man, what is that, or who are you? And that one that he ran into, he says, always on the ridge do I stand. And Nanabush says, oh, well, you must be a birch tree. And Gagetko says, that other one, that's who I am. I am a birch tree. And Nanabush says, oh, okay. And he started going again, and he's stumbling along, trying to keep up to that big, heavy moose head. And he's running along as fast, and bang, he ran into something else. And he says, who are you? He almost got knocked right over backwards this time. He gets back up. He says, who are you? And that one says, always on the hillside do I stand. And Nanabush thinks, and he says, oh, you must be a pine tree. Eh, Gegetko, that's me. I am the pine tree, said that one. Nanabush says, okay, all right. And he gets going again. And this time feels like he's kind of running downhill, and he's going faster and faster. He could hardly keep up to that big, great big heavy moose head. And then, bang! Once again, he hit something. This time he got knocked right over backwards. He almost got knocked right out. He says, oh, man. And who are you? And that one says, always by the water do I stand. And Nanabush says, oh, well, you must be cedar tree. And that one says, that's right, I am the cedar tree. Nanabush says, okay, well, I gotta keep going here. And he keeps going, and by now he realized he's going out into the water. And not only that, but he's going deeper and deeper, but he didn't know. He's trying to keep that moose head up, he's trying to keep from falling over, and he's going deeper out into that water. And pretty soon he's swimming. He's got to start swimming and paddling to keep that big moose head up above the water. And oh man, it's all he can do to keep that big moose head up. But he's going along, though. He's going along pretty good, and he's keeping that moose head going. And after a little while, he's going along. Oh boy, he's getting tired, though. But he heard somebody. He heard somebody calling from a distance away. He said, "Somebody says, hey, look at that big moose out there on the water. Let's go get him." And he heard these people getting a canoe ready, and heard them getting into it. And then he heard them paddling out towards him. And oh, Nanabush is trying to swim and paddle as fast as he can. And he's going along pretty good, but those people are getting closer and closer to him. And he hears him saying, "Oh boy, we're going to have some good moose meat to eat today. Oh boy." And he's getting, and just when he thinks he can't go any further, Nanabush, oh, he feels the ground under his feet. He feels the ground under his feet, and he goes stumbling up onto the shore. But just as he's getting up onto the shore, he slipped on some slippery rocks right by the shore, and he fell right over. And that moose head hit a big rock, and it split right open. And Nanabush went stumbling ahead, and as he's going up onto the shore, he started laughing. He says, "Oh, we're going to have some good moose meat today," he says. "I don't think so." And he kept on running, and he ran right into the bush. And that's how Nanabush got away. And that's how that story goes, Nanabush and a moose head. Me ill.